Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John, and we are Carlos and OKC.
Although our ideal situation is one in which car use is completely voluntary, there are very few places where that is the reality.
And for those of us who prefer not to own a car, it's hard to live in most cities, where you'll probably need to drive at some point to do what you need to do.
Fortunately for us, car sharing services are on the rise.
You might be asking, what's a car sharing service? Well, chances are you've probably already heard of one but don't even know it.
The most widely recognized car share company is Zipcar, which you may have seen in other cities.
Here in Oklahoma City, we're lucky enough to have TimeCar, which Elizabeth and I use regularly. What they do is provide a fleet of cars for short-term car rental.
When you sign up with a car sharing company, which is how it works with TimeCar, you typically pay a monthly membership fee for access, and then you're charged an hourly rate when you reserve and drive one of the cars.
It's easy to reserve a car using the website, on your computer, or on your smartphone.
In OKC, there are 4 TimeCar locations where the cars are parked. When you get to your reserved car, your membership card acts as your key to get in. The ignition key is attached inside the car.
Take your car out for whatever errands you need to run, and then return the car to its assigned parking space. Use your membership card to lock it up, and you're done.
Car sharing has been a lifesaver for us because Oklahoma City is not set up to be able to survive without a car 100% of the time without difficulty.
We use TimeCar for grocery shopping because our preferred stores are too far away to walk or cycle, and a weekly or biweekly trip yields too many groceries to carry back on the bus.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a vet emergency and needed to drive our cat out to a 24-hour surgery center, and car sharing was invaluable to us then.
The monthly membership fee, combined with hourly fee for renting a car a few times a month, still costs considerably less than what we would pay for a car payment and insurance for just one car.
And we have access to about 5 to 7 cars at any given time.
Not just cars, but trucks too, if we need them for moving large items.
Car sharing is convenient too, with the Midtown TimeCar location just a few blocks away from our apartment.
You can even use car sharing while traveling, as many hotels now offer special rates for the car share services located within their facilities.
Car sharing is a growing industry with an estimated 1.7 million members worldwide as of December 2012 and current revenue approaching $1 billion.
By 2020, car sharing revenue is expected to reach $6.2 billion with over 12 million members worldwide.
This is great news because the average car share member has a significantly lower VMT, or vehicle miles traveled, than non-car sharers.
Which means that the more car sharing grows, the less carbon dioxide is being released into our atmosphere. We're talking hundreds of thousands of tons less.
So if you're looking to go carless, or if your family is thinking of cutting down to one car, car sharing is a green, efficient, and cost-effective way to make sure that you can get to everywhere you need to go.
OKC may be a particularly car-centric city, but we do have access to car share with TimeCar. You can find more information out at timecar.com. Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlessinokc.blogspot.com.